One thing the new tax law does include is a big loophole for sport utility vehicles. But as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, only the biggest ones qualify.
Mike Lukowsky is general sales manager at Ferris Pontiac Olds GMC in Fairfax, Virginia. And he's in the driver's seat of a Yukon XL.
It has just about everything. This one has a sunroof, power windows and locks, and heated seats. It has XM radio and HomeLink, where you can turn on the lights in your home or open the garage door without having to use a garage door opener.
Lukowsky sells a lot of these, especially at the end of the year.
Usually, the week between Christmas and New Year's is one of the best weeks for us because we have so many people come in buying Yukons and Yukon XLs. They're people with families, they're people with a lot of things to do, and they're people looking to, I guess, save some tax money, too.
And under the new tax rules the president just signed into law, they'll be able to save even more.
Somebody can buy one of these and write them off for the whole amount for that year.
As long as they can claim the vehicle is used for business purposes 100% of the time. The reason is that the Yukon XL weighs more than 6,000 pounds. Under tax laws dating from the mid-1980s, heavy business vehicles get special treatment. John Koifman of the Natural Resources Defense Council says lawmakers wanted to help small businesses buy work vehicles, cement mixers, dump trucks, and delivery vans, for instance. They deliberately left out vehicles that might be used for personal transportation.
Unfortunately, the way they did it back then was to simply exclude vehicles that weighed less than 6,000 pounds. Of course, back in 1986, nobody imagined that we'd have this fleet of SUVs now that weighs more than 6,000 pounds. So what's happened is that this select short list of large SUVs has simply outgrown the letter of the law.
CPA Vern Hoven, who conducts tax seminars for CPAs around the country, says the list has been growing.
The AM General Hummer, Cadillac Escalade, Chevy Suburban Tahoe, the Dodge Durango, the Ford Excursion and the Ford Expedition, the GMC Yukon and the Yukon Denali.
There are 38 in all. Senator Barbara Boxer, a Democrat from California, and a few other lawmakers tried to close this loophole as part of the new tax cut law. Instead, Congress made it bigger. Phil Mead is a CPA in Bethesda, Maryland.
Where there used to be a $25,000 deduction for business equipment and furniture, including SUVs that weighed over 6,000 pounds, it has now been increased to $100,000. I'm sure many people will take advantage of this.
So, he says, you could write off the full cost of a Humvee. Or if you buy a couple of $50,000 Yukon XLs, you could write off both of them. And it's not hard to qualify as long as you own your own business.
You don't have to be incorporated. I mean, you can just be a sole proprietor, do freelance work, you know, contracting, whatever your business is, as long as it's a legitimate business expense and you're using that vehicle for business purposes.
And Mead expects plenty of car buyers who would have opted for a smaller vehicle are going to talk to their accountants and pick a big one instead. Senator Boxer has introduced a bill that would take away the incentive to buy a heavy SUV. It would limit the tax break for heavy vehicles to trucks, cargo vans, and vehicles that seat 9 people or more. Lawmakers may take up the measure as part of an energy bill they're due to resume debating next week. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.